This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Environmental Protection Agency says four sites are now ready to receive waste from the February 3rd train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
They have a lot of work to do, and it's going to come, the cost will come out of their pocket. The federal government has made that very clear, and I'll make that clear as well.
Nine candidates are running for mayor of Chicago, Illinois, in today's general election. If no candidate receives more than 50% of the vote, a runoff election will take place on April 4th. This as new revelations are being made by the news publication The Daily Mail, accusing current mayor Democrat Lori Lightfoot's office of making prison inmates vote for her. Chicago journalist William Kelly on Fox News last night.
It would be ironic at best if Mayor Lightfoot makes the runoff due to the jail vote, considering, you know, she has literally made Chicago known throughout the world for nothing but violent crime.
Six leaders, including two commanders and four of their subordinates, were fired from a key Air Force nuclear base in North Dakota without explanation yesterday. Major General Andrew Cabrera, the two-star in charge of Air Force nuclear units under the 8th Air Force, says they lost their jobs due to a loss of confidence in their ability to lead. Actor Tom Sizemore's family is sharing an update on his health after the actor suffered a brain aneurysm and fell into a coma. Sizemore's manager, Charo Lago, says the actor's family is deciding on end-of-life matters after doctors informed them that there is no further hope for the 61-year-old. Seeing the northern lights in person is quite breathtaking. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says tonight's aurora borealis will be visible to all of Canada and Alaska and the northernmost areas of Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, Washington, and Wisconsin. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lawmakers want to give the president power to ban TikTok.
House Foreign Affairs Chair Michael McCaul will offer a bill today that would allow the president to ban TikTok in the United States. Republicans and Democrats have expressed concerns that China's government could use TikTok to access phone data. 100 million Americans use TikTok. Ranking Member Gregory Meeks opposes the legislation and says Congress and the Biden administration are working with TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
While U.S. offices are half empty 3 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, businesses in Europe and Asia are back to normal. Americans have embraced remote work with the financial and convenience of doing so. U.S. office occupancy stands at 40 to 60% of pre-pandemic levels. That compares to 70 to 90% rate in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. One group is having its identity stolen more than any other.
Identity theft is happening more to African Americans than other ethnicities. That's according to a new report from the Identity Theft Resource Center. Derek Banks is owner of Freshly Faded Barbershop in San Diego. He says the community is just not aware of scams.
We're not aware of all the pitfalls that other people have been aware of this entire time.
According to the report, 22% of African Americans said they were scammed out of between $500 and $1,000. That's compared to just 5% of overall complaints. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, by the way, just a real quick reminder, and I got to tell you, I am so grateful to you, our loyal audience that has supported this campaign, this promotional campaign, to allow us to remain active on the air, continue to promote freedom, liberty from a biblical worldview. Thank you so much for partnering with us and going to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Hit the donate button. We are supported by Hill of Hope. It's a 501(c) that allows us to, to convert your donation. So it's tax deductible. Okay. So if you are so inclined to be on the team and partner with us, thank you very much. We appreciate all donations, no matter whatever size. Thank you. You're just absolutely awesome. Alex Newman is with us right now. He's the award-winning international journalist, educator, author, and consultant. Alex, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, I want to talk about the systematic plan to indoctrinate Americans' children. People need to understand, this is systematic, and systems are important. For people who are engineers and people who understand the nature of systems, you construct a system in order to produce a desired, expected result, right?
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what happened with public school. You hear so many conservatives, and I think very well-meaning conservatives, say, oh, the public school system is broken. And I say, no, you don't understand. It's actually working very, very well. It's just you misunderstand the purpose. It was created to dumb down, indoctrinate, radicalize, and transform our children, ultimately as a means to an end, the end being transforming our society from top to bottom, away from Christian constitutional republic and toward what John Dewey described as kind of a utopia almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing that very effectively. They get something like 80 to 90% of the kids who go through a public school end up graduating with the worldview and the values and the political ideas that the people who created the system wanted them to hold.
Right. And the things that's amazing, you know, as you say, John Dewey, his vision for this utopia is like, okay, what are you seeing here in this utopia? You know, an existence without God. I mean, we have many nations around the world that we can look at and see from their example what it looks like to be a godly nation. And America says, me too? Really?
Yeah, it's very sad what happened. And, you know, I think the one thing that you could say in John Dewey's defense was that when he was really at the height of advocating the transformation of America into a socialist, a godless society, the experiments that we saw in the 20th century with national socialism, right, Nazism in Germany, the Soviet Union, international socialism in Russia and Central Asia, later Chinese communism, Cuba, right, Pol Pot, all these different nations, Angola, Mozambique, those hadn't reached their zenith. And so John Dewey, you know, he actually went to the Soviet Union, and he was very pleased with what he saw there. He wrote a whole series of articles for the New Republic talking about how wonderful it was, especially their educational system. But, you know, he was very open about the fact that he wanted to transform America. His model was actually, it came out of a fiction novel written by an individual called Edward Bellamy, published in 1888. And it was about a communist America where private property would be abolished and basically government would run everything. And that is ultimately the model that John Dewey wanted. He was one of the authors and drafters of the Humanist Manifesto. And if you want to understand John Dewey's religious worldview and the way he looked at the world, all you got to do is read that document. They start with, we religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing, a direct attack on the first words of the Bible. In the beginning.
In the beginning, God. Right.
That's right. So, and from there, it goes on. We got to get rid of the profit motive. We have to have the means of life equitably distributed. I mean, it's like the Communist Manifesto repackaged as a religion. And that's what John Dewey wanted. That's why he had such an interest in, quote unquote, education.
And the thing that's amazing is that, you know, through the indoctrination of our kids, how they've been sold this bill of goods, ignoring, you know, the experience of previous nations and what happens to citizens of socialist countries.
That's right. And you would think that after seeing what happened in the first 50 years of the 20th century, I mean, everybody involved in this movement that John Dewey and others kicked off should have said, whoops, okay, that was a really bad idea. Yeah. Let's go back to what we know works and let's avoid what we know produces mass death, starvation, concentration camps, gulags, millions of mass murders. But no, instead they doubled down and accelerated their scheme. And that really is, I think, the primary explanation for how we got to where we're at right now as a nation. It's that our children were indoctrinated, radicalized, turned away from God, turned away from the Bible, turned away from their families, turned away from their country by a deliberate plan. And this is very easy to document. There's no need to connect dots or speculate. We have all the primary source documents from the people who did this.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, they flat out lied. They lied to us. They lied to the kids. They keep on lying. The other thing that they did, which was quite diabolical, and were able to, set up a cabal with the free press because they squashed all this needed information. This information that the people needed to have in order to make judgment, because you know what happens. I mean, from one generation to the next, I mean, even in the Bible, it says, don't forget. We're always cautioned to remember, right? Don't forget. And because we are a forgetting, you know, species. And this is what happens is they put in the dark those things, those reports that they don't want us to know about. And then whenever any of us pull it out and say, hey, look at, here's some history. Well, we're accused of being, you know, a conspirator or a domestic terrorist now.
Yep. And of course, that's all by design as well. They'll never actually discuss the arguments. They'll never actually discuss the evidence or reason on these issues. They have to default back to silly accusations and things like that and ultimately brute force. And this is unfortunately a trend that we've seen over and over again throughout the last 100 years where, you know, people who are pointing out the truth rather than being addressed on an intellectual playing field or even a political playing field, they're addressed using brute force. And I'm afraid that's exactly what we're headed toward in America right now if we're not able to turn this around.
Well, Alex, as the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media, you're a senior editor for New American Magazine. You probably have forgotten more than many of us will ever learn. But one of the things that I have found to be quite effective when you get in discussions with people who are pursuing this, you know, godless utopian, you know, windmill, so to speak, is that they're almost defenseless when you ask questions. I mean, you don't need to debate them. Just ask a question and just listen to them kind of, you know, strain and hum and haw, you know, over, you know, their vision of what this utopia is all about. Have you found that to be the case?
Absolutely. The Socratic method is one of the most effective tools we have.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we've got more to discuss with Alex Newmer. Going to take full advantage of his insight and his investigative reporting. So stay with us. We've got more from Alex Newman after the break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. And by the way, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
There isn't one of us that takes a look at the headlines or sees what's going on in our country and says, we're getting better. We see a country getting weaker and weaker by the day. We want to do something about it. That's why we're here together on the Bill Martinez Show. But the Bill Martinez Show has been targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise and have caved into the pressure. Without your tax-deductible gift, the Bill Martinez Show will go away. What's your best tax-deductible gift to help Bill battle the forces hell-bent on transforming America into a socialist Marxist state? Every one-time tax-deductible gift of $100, $200, $1,000 matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. Every tax-deductible gift, no matter the size, matters. BillMartinezShow.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Independent. splendid we are, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with Alex Newman. Alex is the author of the book Crimes of the Educators that was released in 2015, and he goes into specific detail. Alex, you saw this early on, you know, what was being done, you know, to our public school system and why it has become the disaster. And also the low-performing institution that it is today and how it's hurting our kids. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. And so Dr. Sam Blumenfeld, whose shoulders I stood on, he researched this for 60 years. He was one of the old-school researchers. You know, he'd go into the university archives and demand all the correspondence between John Dewey and different people. And so after 60 years of this, he and I worked together and put this book together. And what we show is that the dumbing down, and the whole history is in there. We include a lot of the primary source documents so people can read them for themselves. The point is they deliberately dumbed down our population. Now, the fact that we've been dumbed down is indisputable. Anybody can go back and look at what education looked like 100 years ago and compare it to what we have today. But what John Dewey's writings reveal is that this was a deliberate plan. And right at the heart of his plan was an agenda to turn Americans into illiterates. And that sounds absolutely crazy, and it is crazy, but it also happened. One of the documents that he wrote, it was an essay called The Primary Education Fetish, and we actually included it in the appendix. He essentially lays out an argument that children really don't need English and math and reading and things like this, especially not in their younger years. What they really need, John Dewey believed, was collectivism. They needed to be taught to think as part of the collective organism rather than what he perceived as selfish individualism. And so he actually resurrected a tactic, a methodology, if you will, for teaching reading that was debunked completely and totally discredited 50 years earlier after it was tried out in the early public schools that were established in Boston under the leadership of Horace Mann. This is the whole word method of teaching reading, where they actually teach children to memorize whole words rather than teaching them that each letter is a symbol representing one or more sounds. So long story short, it doesn't work. John Dewey knew it didn't work. He set up an experimental school at the University of Chicago with Rockefeller money, graduated a bunch of kids who couldn't read, couldn't write, couldn't do math, couldn't tell right from wrong. He thought, that will be perfect, took up his perch at Teachers College at Columbia University, and then spread this poison across the entire nation. That's why, according to federal data, about half of Americans are functionally illiterate. They're still using this today, Bill, under the Common Core.
Unbelievable. I mean, there's no regard for results. It's all about the plan here, right, to dumb down America, and it continues. This is amazing. Yeah.
Yep. And you know, he understood. The very first education law that was ever passed in North America was actually passed by the Pilgrims in Massachusetts Bay Colony. It was called the Old Deluder Satan Act. And they actually tell you why they passed the act. They said that one of the chief projects of Satan is to keep men from knowledge of the scriptures. And so the law then said that means everybody needs to learn how to read in this colony. So I think John Dewey took the exact reverse. He knew that because Americans were so highly literate, and we have a lot of literacy data, virtually all Americans, especially in the North, were literate by about the year 1800. And so John Dewey said, well, hey, if all these Americans are reading, they're reading their Bible, they're reading their Constitution, they're reading the, you know, Cicero, they're reading the great works of history. We can't have that and build this private property-less utopia. So yes. I think he deliberately set this plan in motion so that we could get to where we are today, where Americans are totally dependent on government and, of course, now the boob tube for their information.
Exactly. And here it is. I mean, I go back and I look at in 1777 Boston, you had the New England Primer, right? And you probably have seen a copy of this book. I mean, I have a copy on my shelf. I mean, you know, 70-some pages of brilliance that will overwhelm the existing, you know, library of educational books that are out there that we're spending billions of dollars on indoctrinating. And this 75-page book was probably more effective than all those put together. What do you say?
There is no question about it. You just hit the nail on the head, Bill. That is how millions and millions of Americans learn how to read, with their moms, with their older siblings at home, for almost no money, right? I taught each of my children to read. It took about 2 or 3 months. It's a very simple process. And this is exactly how children learned how to read for hundreds of years in America. It was very cheap. Anybody could afford one of these things. You didn't need experts and consultants and PhDs in education. Today, I mean, and the results are out there publicly for everybody to see. The federal government keeps track of this. Today, the kids are spending 12 years in these government brainwash camps. We're spending about $15,000 per child per year. Millions of them are graduating. They can't read their high school diploma. Nobody can tell me that this is the result of stupidity. This is absolutely diabolical, and it's brilliant from their perspective.
It's a planned act. Again, people need to understand this. And this is why you have such a exodus out of the public school system. Parents are realizing, look, they got to bite the bullet. And the thing that's surprising, we talked with Sam Sorbo, who has been a proponent of homeschooling for many years, and she reports back and testifies that families are surprised at how easy it is to homeschool their kids. It takes some sacrifice. I mean, you've got to reorient your lifestyle and going to work and some of these things, but are kids not worth that?
Yeah, you're so right, Bill. And when I hear parents tell me that they can't afford it, or things, what it really is an issue of priorities, right? You probably have two cars in your driveway. You probably live in a 3,000 square foot house. You've got four TVs. You go on two vacations every year. How can you say then that you can't afford it? If our goat herding ancestors 3,000 years ago could afford it, you can certainly afford it as well today. And one of the many things that I do, I serve as executive director. It's a volunteer position for Public School Exit. Sam Sorbo is actually on our board. Former superintendent of public schools for Arizona is on our board. It's a wonderful group. Pastor Rob McCoy out in California. And what we're doing is working with churches and parents all across the country to get the children out of the public school system. And we are even willing to help financially for people who are truly needy. But all that's available at publicschoolexit.com. And we put out two special issues of the New American Magazine, Rescuing Our Children and Save Our Children, where we try to summarize all of this and show parents not only can you do it, you must do it.
Exactly. Well, you know, we hear often how much the kids lost during COVID. I mean, you know, no other time, but, you know, let's just talk about the 3 years that was lost in our public school system. And there doesn't seem to be a solution how to make up for that time. I've had an idea for a long time, and I keep sharing it with our audience, Alex, what we could do to make up for that period of time. And by the same token, be able to jettison these kids as they go into high school to be them, to have them be better equipped than they've ever been before. And that is that, you know, kind of like in, you know, like sometimes in a computer, it gets stale and you need to go back and you either get a new computer or you relay the software, right? Because there's certain chinks that happen along the way. And my idea is based on that concept and that system is that you go in and you go to like maybe a 12-week boot camp with these kids and you take them to first through eighth grade as quickly as possible and effectively as possible, and you relay the educational software, the right software for these kids, that you teach them the basics of reading, writing, arithmetic, critical thinking, and preparation for high school, so that by the time they go to high school, they're operating at a more effective and efficient level. And those hidden spots, because as we know in education, what happens is if you have miseducated or if you've missed something in the educational process, that will stay with you and it will interrupt the learning and the educational process.
Yeah, and that's especially true with reading. So I serve on the board of an online K-12 Christian school that does exactly that. The kids coming to us are years behind because they're coming out of the brainwash camps. Mm-hmm. It's called Freedom Project Academy. People can find us online. But you just hit the nail on the head, Bill. So many of these kids are so far behind. They need to get back to the basics so that they can eventually move forward.
Well, to me, that's the solution to make up for these lost 3 years. And along the way, whether, you know, the kids end up in, you know, I believe that homeschool or a private school that is interested in the true education, not indoctrination of our children, it would go a long way. But there needs to be that vision and that passion. And thank you, Alex, for your commitment and everybody else on the team in doing that for the sake of our children.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I appreciate you bringing me on today to talk about this. And you know, I do believe this is the most critical issue facing our nation today. So thank you again for having me, Bill.
Thank you. Alex Newman. Thank you, sir.
This message is provided by Beringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
USA News Update. 9 candidates are running for mayor of Chicago, Illinois in today's general election. If no candidate receives more than 50% of the vote, a runoff election will take place on April 4th. This as new revelations are being made by the news publication The Daily Mail, accusing current mayor Democrat Lori Lightfoot's office of making prison inmates vote for her. Chicago journalist William Kelly on Fox News last night.
It would be ironic at best if Mayor Lightfoot makes the runoff due to the jail vote.
6 leaders, including 2 commanders and 4 of their subordinates, were fired from a key Air Force nuclear base in North Dakota without explanation yesterday. Major General Andrew Cabrera, the 2-star in charge of Air Force nuclear units under the 8th Air Force, says they lost their jobs due to a loss of confidence in their ability to lead. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be going live to the mobile industry's largest technology event, live from the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Believe it or not, Catherine Borda de Castro, the Assistant Vice President of Connectivity and Convergence with Cox Communications, will join us in just a second. Just a little background, the Mobile World Congress is the mobile industry's largest and most influential technology event with over 100,000 attendees expected to participate this year. The global event, where technology and community converge, will premiere the largest in trailblazing technology as well as provide consumers with simple solutions to meet their wireless needs. And fortunately for us, we've got Catherine Borda de Castro, the Assistant VP of Connectivity and Convergence at Cox Communications, with us on the line right now to tell us more about it. Catherine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the most exciting mobile trends seen at the Mobile World Congress this year so far.
There are so many. This Congress is full of excitement. Some of the ones that I think are most interesting and important to me is the evolution of 5G. And believe it or not, you know, at a place like the Mobile World Congress, we're already talking about 6G, metaverse, and the impact of what that's going to be for consumers in everyday lives, right? Basically the transition from gaming, which is how we think of metaverse right now, into everyday solutions. And then, of course, right, near and dear to my heart is convergence and bringing internet and mobile together again for benefit to our consumers.
Well, and you talk about connectivity and convergence, that soon Cox Mobile customers will be able to bundle their internet and mobile services, resulting in increased affordability, reliability, and simplicity. Break that down for us, if you would.
Absolutely. So in terms of convergence, it's a brand new theme, and again, why it's a discussion point here in Barcelona. Consumers at first, as you just said, that's what they're going to experience. Consumers would speak of it at first as bundling, being able to get both their internet, which, you know, our Cox customers already have with us, and then, you know, Cox Mobile. And having those together is going to result in a more affordable plan. And that's fantastic, as we hear that from our consumers, is something that they're really looking for. As convergence evolves, what we're talking about is beyond the bundle, going into product and networks working together. So as a very small example, it's the ability of, if you were to have an internet outage, right, your service being able to seamlessly and automatically in the background moving it to wireless service. So for consumers, it's basically going to mean I don't have an outage anymore. And so having both together, right, with Cox is going to mean that you're going to see that type of innovation. So we're here, you know, learning firsthand and kind of at the forefront so that we can continue to innovate for our consumers.
Yeah, the wireless device trends that you refer to are pretty exciting. You know, I mean, we know that everything, the speed of technology development is just mind-blowing. But it's exciting to see what's happening and what's down the road here very shortly regarding these wireless device trends, right?
Absolutely, right. I think that for quite some time now, you know, consumers think about just maybe the innovation of the phone, right? And phones are going to continue to be really central to our everyday life, right? That is the primary means through which we connect to the internet, right? That we browse, that we shop. But I think that there's going to be an explosion of innovation over the next 5 years, right? Really interested to see what's going to happen with goggles, and how consumers are going to be able to access the metaverse in a more immersive way, but not just for gaming, right, but for everyday use, right? Imagine being able to speak to a care agent or a health provider in an environment that feels like you are right there with them, but you've never really left your home, right? So super excited about what that's going to do.
Well, I also want to talk about 5G acceleration and travel. Travel is very much a part of this as well, right?
It is, right? I think that obviously there's as 5G kind of continues to evolve, then it's going to just mean, you know, better connectivity no matter where you are in the world. So definitely kind of another trend in space to keep watching.
Well, it comes down to what we've been talking about the last couple of years, and that's, you know, digital everything, Catherine, right?
Absolutely, right. This is, I think we are about to start on a completely new, you know, revolution of digital, right? We went from analog to now having so many things digitized. And I think what we're about to enter, a lot of it on the backbone of 5G, right? You really can't have things like the metaverse or augmented reality in a plethora of places and uses without having 5G, right? So now that we're you know, seeing 5G roll out throughout the country is why I say that I think that we're going to see an explosion of innovation over the next 5 years.
Exactly. We're talking with Catherine Borda de Castro, the Assistant Vice President of Connectivity and Convergence with Cox Communications. She's there live in Barcelona. What's that like for you to be? Have you done this before, to attend these world congresses and, you know, to experience Barcelona like this? This must be really fun.
Yes, well, personally speaking, right, I have been to Spain many times. It's an amazing country and culture, food, as you can imagine, but haven't had the opportunity to come before to Mobile World Congress. And we were actually just talking about that in itself being a trend and something that's changing, right? So years ago, you would really only see engineers here. And it was all about the network itself, right? Really heavy, deep kind of technology conversations. And now over the years, we're seeing more people like myself that are closer to the consumer coming and learning and translating for our consumers faster, right? So just even the attendance itself and who is coming is also changing.
Well, it's one thing to see the technology, but it's another thing to see how it works, which has to be exciting even for the engineers that probably thought, well, hey, here they're, you know, putting together some hardware and here's some possibilities. And then you get the creative types that come in and really take it to a next level, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not an engineer by trade, but I get completely geeked out by listening and learning to them, right? And then, you know, as you just said, right, as a more creative person, I then look to see, well, how can I take this really interesting technology and how am I solving something for the consumer, right? Because innovation shouldn't just be about innovating because you can, right? Mm-hmm. Innovation should be about innovating because you're solving some consumer or society problem. And I think that's the part that I get really, really optimistic. How will we help solve some of the major challenges that we have in the world and the U.S. right now with this upcoming innovation? So just really, appreciative and humbled, right, to be here learning along so many global peers.
Exactly. Well, you know, whenever I go to events like this, I try to have one or two takeaways that I can utilize right away because you are so inundated with so many ideas. It probably takes you a time, you know, where you just got to say, hey, wait a minute, I got to decompress and figure out what all that I exposed to and what I can take back and put into action right away. Catherine, why is it important that Cox has a presence at this global event?
It's super important because, first and foremost, while Cox Mobile doesn't sell service in Barcelona, we definitely want that message to come across to our consumers back home that we're super committed. We're so committed that we're here and we're learning more to be at the forefront. So that is really, that is kind of one of the primary reasons why we're here. And then the other I've kind of talked about a little bit already is the amount of learning that happens. We've done a lot of research over the last 2 years. We're going to continue to talk to our consumers and learn from them because the most important thing to me, as I said before, is to make sure that I'm innovating for them.
Exactly.
But what happens in Barcelona is that the amount that you learn in a week is it's like years worth of research, right? So super important for us to be here, feet on the ground, learning very quickly, and then translating that for consumers.
Well, Catherine Borda de Castro, the Assistant Vice President of Connectivity and Convergence at Cox Communications, thank you for the time. Final question, where can they go for more information?
You can go to cox.com/mobile, and you can learn about our plans, our amazing network. You can find it all right there. Thank you so much.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA as product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You'll also want to check out this new series, 1,000 Tomorrow, and Tomorrows, I should say, 1,000 Tomorrows. And I've got with us the writers of the series, of course, Karen Kingsbury, a number one New York Times author, and she and her son, Tyler, have co-authored this series. What an exciting venture for both of you to be engaged in this, huh?
We are so excited. This is a kind of a dream come true. Tyler had been doing some screenwriting. We'd done a little bit of collaborating together when the opportunity came up to turn this novel that I'd written a few years ago into a TV series on Netflix.com. I said, there's no one I'd rather work with than Tyler.
Well, Tyler, how did you feel about that? Was this something you'd always wanted to do yourself?
Oh, I mean, it was such an honor to work with my mom and to collaborate with not only someone who, you know, I grew up with, but someone who's so talented. I've always loved storytelling and film and TV. And I think just the way that it was orchestrated this way for us to work together on this series, it's just been a huge blessing.
Well, Karen, your followers and people who know you have looked to you for inspiration. You have what I would say some God-given insight in your storytelling. How did this story of 1,000 Tomorrows come about? Was this like one of those 3 o'clock in the morning revelations for you?
Some of them are that way. This one, I was in a conversation with a friend, and she was telling me how they were kind of honoring the one-year anniversary of losing her daughter-in-law, who was only 24 when she died. And I didn't know her well enough to understand the details. And I asked, and she said, well, her daughter-in-law died of cystic fibrosis. But she added, you know, her son had given his wife a lung before she died as a way of trying to help her. And I said, oh, my goodness. So he gave her a lung, and it didn't work. And she said, no, it did work. Because they knew it would only buy them 3 years. So when you're cystic fibrosis, you get a living lung. donation from somebody who obviously was an incredible act of love, it buys you about 3 years, and that's 1,000 tomorrows. So I thought, what a love story that would be. And pretty soon the characters just kind of came to life in my heart. It was an angry bull rider and a sick barrel racer and a love that really never should have happened.
So so for you, as you're seeing this come about, Tyler, and you start to get the storyline, how did you get your brain around this?
Well, I mean, I was obviously very familiar with the story. I think the book came out in like 2005. So, I mean, it's been around, you know, my mind for a long time. And so I got to revisit it as an adult and read it and reread it several times and just fell in love again with the incredible love story that Mom told. And, you know, there's such a hard exterior to Cody. And Allie, she's very mysterious, and I think they're almost like polar opposites who start to slowly be attracted to each other. And I just love that world of the rodeo and, you know, that athleticism and dirt and competition. And so it was really fun to go back, visit it as an adult, and bring it to life for the series on PureFlix.
Well, and as you show, Cody is a very angry young man because what life has dealt for him and the conflict with his father and his parents' marriage, right?
Yeah, it's really true. In fact, it was really, because I, as Tyler mentioned, the book's been out for a while. So what we did is we came up with a new version of the book. It's got the actors on the front. And then I added a bonus chapter that really goes even deeper into Cody's character. And that's also something that we did. This is a unique aspect to 1,000 Tomorrows on PureFlix, is that I was able to do a 10-minute sort of video teaching that goes with each episode. There's 6 episodes altogether. Mm-hmm. And also there's a downloadable study guide that you can get at PureFlix.com or at KarenKingsbury.com, so that not only can you watch the show and enjoy it, and, you know, hopefully great entertainment, you know, you're going to want to watch it again and again, but you can also bring your friends or your Bible study together and watch it as a group, and then you can digest some of the really beautiful themes that will come out of 1,000 Tomorrows.
Well, Tyler, with each of the series, each segment that goes through and tying this into the Bible study, each series segment is telling you a certain aspect so that in your Bible study, you can drill down deeper, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think like the first episode deals a lot with anger. Cody's very angry and his mom cautions him that anger is dangerous and it's not helpful. And he's wrestling with pride and anger due to wounds from his past. And there's an episode, I think episode 4 talks about being strong and courageous in the Lord. You know, there's that whole theme about living life to the fullest. And we only get one chance to live our life that God's given us. So how are we going to spend those days? So I think every episode lends itself to great discussion, great conversation with friends, family, and even, you know, prayer points. Where in my life do I need to forgive? How can I be strong and courageous? That sort of thing.
Exactly. And Karen, the angry aspect that Cody presents here, for any of us that have had to deal with anger, we know that sometimes we resist it. We deny that it's there or that we're stronger than anger, right? We got to pull ourselves into thinking that'd be the case.
We really do. You know, there's those phrases that come from somewhere, like harboring a grudge, you know, that, that means you took a little safe harbor in your heart and you said, I'm going to keep this anger here because I like it. There's something about it that makes me feel stronger somehow. And Cody was like that in 1,000 Tomorrows. He felt like being angry made him a better bull rider. And that's kind of this isolated, angry guy who's definitely not living his life for God in any way. That's how he is when he meets Allie, this sick barrel racer who knows she doesn't have really that long to live. And the two of them are just a very unlikely match when we get to see episodes 1 and 2 of 1,000 Tomorrows on PureFlix.
Exactly. Well, this new series, written and based on the novel by Karen Kingsbury and Tyler Russell, tells the story of Cody Gunner and Allie Daniels. Tyler, let's talk about Allie. She's so relatable, isn't she?
She is, yeah. But I think she has these cards that she says, you know, I was dealt these cards, and for her it's this sickness. Maybe for us we don't have a sickness that she has, but we are all dealt cards. That we feel like maybe are difficult cards to carry. Maybe it's shame or fear, loneliness, insecurity. And she chooses to embrace the life that she's been given, go for her dreams, go for her passions, and choose to stare fear in the face and say, I know that this is scary, but I'm going to seize the day and I'm going to ride as if, you know, my life depends on it. And I think all of us can learn from Allie that no matter what cards we feel like we've been dealt, we can stand in joy and choose to get on the horse and ride anyway.
Karen, in watching the development of Allie through the series, what I've seen so far, it really brings to focus the significance of living in the present. And I like how you projected that.
Thank you. You know, something my dad taught me when I was growing up was that life is not a dress rehearsal. And you just have one chance to write the story of your life. So I always say, you know, when my days are done, I don't want my kids to sit around thinking about, you know, and talking about the books I wrote, but more about the book that I wrote with the days of my life. And Allie is young, but she understands that. And sometimes even in episode one, there's a beautiful conversation between her and her mom where they're talking about life and her mom, you know, says, I mean, God gave you life and, you know, you need to take care of it. So in some ways, her mom is reminding her of a beautiful truth, but also sort of saying maybe pull away from horses in the rodeo. And Allie is saying, you know, this is what I love. This is what I'm going to do. It's what I'm called to do. And that courage is something we can all learn from.
Exactly. Tyler, do you realize how many other writers, maybe mothers, sons, would love to have this kind of collaboration? I mean, you have got to feel so blessed.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Bill, it's just such an incredible blessing. Like, I am so aware of the opportunity, and it's just something that I want to continue to get better and just be somebody who can be a great collaborator for my mom and also just continue to be a good son. I think that we work so well together because at the end of the day, even if we might disagree about, you know, small little details when it comes to an episode or something, we're family and we're going to always be there for each other. And so I just feel like this is such the most surreal dream experience to have this series finally out and to be working with my mom. It's been amazing.
So when you guys have conflict, she doesn't dare throw the, well, I'm a number one New York Times bestselling author card on you, does she?
No, she could.
you know, Bill, the truth is, I think a few years from now, like we just opened our own company, our family did, Karen Kingsbury Productions. We filmed our first movie, Someone Like You, last fall, and it should be in theaters in October. Tyler directed that, and I truly believe, honestly, I respect Tyler. He's really talented. He's worked hard to get here, and having him direct that movie, he also helped to, you know, write the screenplay for that movie. I think in a couple of years, people are going to say, Karen Kingsbury, aren't you the mom of that amazing director, Tyler Russell? So, you know, so mutual admiration.
Yeah, wouldn't that be so cool to hear that? Yeah. After all that you've invested in this young man, right?
That's right.
I mean, hey, her very DNA.
Come on. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations on the series. We got the first two episodes already streaming on PureFlix, right? And you got a total of six that will be done?
That's right, exactly. And there's a 7-day free trial, so, you know, go to pureflix.com, download it. You can go ahead and it's an app. You can watch it on, you know, phone, computer, TV, however you watch, and then see the first two episodes. If you're hooked, then every Friday an episode will come out through March 24th.
Well, I love it. Karen Kingsbury's 1,000 Tomorrows. Her son has joined us as well, who did some heavy lifting as well. Right, Tyler?
Oh, yeah. But it was a joy the whole entire time.
Well, congratulations to both of you. I'm looking forward to completing the series. I've had a chance to see the first two, and I'm excited to see what's next. It is a new series written and based on the novel by the New York Times bestselling author. Her and her son, Karen Kingsbury, Tyler Russell. It tells the story of Cody Gunner and Allie Daniels. These two young rodeo stars have eyes on the national championship, but God has other plans. Amen. Well, God bless you both. I appreciate the time. You take care.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day.
Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go?